The curtain at the Imperial Theatre fell. The audience rose to its collective feet and applauded. Standing in his theatre box, adding his own applause, Cameron Charlton, Viscount of Marwood, was filled with excitement. Much as Cam enjoyed the theatre, he went practically every night, and often saw the same work over and over, enjoying it anew each time. Half the pleasure came after the performances.
"What say you, Marwood?" drawled Lord Eberhart, one of Cam's companions for the evening. "Gaming at Donegan's? Shall we away to the rout at Lord Larkin's? He's brought a whole bevy of beauties from France just for the occasion."
"Why choose?" Cam answered with a laugh. "The night's in its infancy, and we can do anything at all."
"Good point," Eberhart grinned.
He wasn't the brightest star in the firmament, but ever since Cam's good friend Ashford had wed and settled into marital bliss, Cam couldn't afford to be as selective with his company. Besides, Eberhart was always up for a night's revelry.
"Let's go."
"Not yet," Cam answered, watching the theatre slowly empty. The Imperial was smaller than the other popular theatres in London, with only three tiers for seats and boxes, plus a smaller pit and orchestra. Yet it wasn't shabby. The proprietors kept its appearance well. Painted plaster friezes depicting scenes from mythology adorned the fronts of the boxes, and blue velvet curtains draped the sides and top of the stage. Gas lamps provided lighting. The boxes now released their occupants like tropical birds flying free of their cages. In the pit, the younger, wilder set laughed and boasted, jostling one another, flirting, arguing. Orange girls and women of fast reputation circulated freely among the young men. Cam's status prevented him from sitting in the pit anymore, but he missed it. The energy, the rowdiness. Still, he couldn't complain. Not when he'd just watched a performance of a work written by the celebrated and mysterious Mrs. Delamere. Not when the evening opened up for him like an endless banquet, one he would sample to his heart's content, but not quite at this moment.
"Tell you what, Eberhart," Cam continued, turning back to his companion, "I'll meet you at Donegan's, then we'll sally forth from there on to Larkin's."
"Going to circulate?" Eberhart said with a grin. "This is my kingdom," Cam replied with a wink. "I must inevitably tour my realm, inspect its crops."
"Of actresses?"
his friend leered. Cam tilted his head in acknowledgement. "Merely a part of my dominion."
"Enjoy, your highness."
With a chuckle, Eberhart slipped from the box and out into the night. Once his friend had gone, Cam took one last minute to enjoy the theatre's house as patrons continued to leisurely make their way. The thrills from the performance still resonated in Cam's body, palpable as electricity crackling along his veins. Though he'd seen this particular work several times, it never lost its excitement. The soaring highs and resounding lows that came from watching characters love and loss. He especially loved how their heroine thoroughly humiliated the aristocratic villain before gaining her tragic vengeance against him. Not every work affected him as much, but for a reason he couldn't quite articulate, Mrs. Delamere's tragic burlettas stabbed him through as beautifully and cleanly as a jeweled knife. Her use of language, perhaps, was so much more articulate than other staged dramas, or the relatable human longing and pain contained within each work. Whatever caused it, Cam craved the next work from her the way a drunkard needed wine. Still somewhat tipsy from the performance, he strode from the box. Almost at once, he ran into two young, red-faced lordlings already listing from too much ale. A pretty courtesan snuggled between them.
"Marwood!"
they exclaimed, practically tripping over themselves as they clumsily bowed.
"Gents," Cam answered, a little coolly.
He didn't mind being a little disguised from drink, but it was a classic mistake of the young not to pace themselves.
"Come with us," they cried. "We're going to Vauxhall. Supposed to be quite a crush."
For a moment, Cam contemplated it.
The pleasure garden always promised a good time, and delivered. Its theatricality and lurid beauty never failed to entertain, and more than once he'd taken a female companion to the dark walk for an al fresco amorous encounter. There was something thrilling about being outside when engaged in carnal pursuits, the fresh air, the possibility of being caught.